The champ is here.
I have arrived.
The champ is here.
Holla.
The champ is here. The champ
I'm
going to
kill him with the first verse.
The
and
champ
I'm
going to
bury him
here.
With the second.
The champ is here.
What?
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate is off when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Y'all drop when they see what I do. I'm addicted to success. There's no rehab. Try to cure my addiction, I'll relapse. They want me to fall now and stop rap. You still hating on me? Homie, we off that. I got that you know new flow. Okay, let's go. Credentials so overweight that they call me sumo. Mr. Jones, nobody could ever hold this. My words soak through your veins. Call that shit osmosis. Number one greatest. All time hated. Still outspoken. I'm my all time favorite. Almost famous. Me, I'm never nameless. Unsigned hype. Ain't no other way to state this. Number one record, number one draftee, a one-man show, one-man army. Your hands can't hit what your eyes can't see, man. Float like a butterfly, sing like me. Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate to talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate to talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do. Fresh, so straight back, no fiction. Number one spots, I don't like contradictions. Illest MC, Dr. Phil couldn't fix them. The answer to your problem, I 76 them. So what if they don't like me, I just stick to my agenda. If you ain't with me by now, I suggest that you surrender. A 2012, the haters and I end they conjectures. This ain't Monday Night Raw, I ain't no pretender. Break the unbreakable, do the impossible. Swag so unique, no one else can make it rockable. I'm highly unstoppable, beating me, that's improbable. Don't try to cut me off, see my style ain't blindly, try me, on top is where you find me. Fade away, haters like Jordan in the 90s. I'm like an underdog, your boy can't guard. Not even Michael Vick could keep me in his backyard. Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Sit back and just watch what I do.
All right. Great morning, everyone. Jumping on the grind. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to the grind. It is definitely another day to wake up and to be great. So we want to welcome each and every one of our Blog Talk listeners that are calling in this morning. We truly appreciate you for dialing in the grind. And as we are live on Facebook, as people are jumping on Facebook, definitely welcome to the grind. Take the time to share this out. We're getting everything going, ready to rock it out another day, ready and super excited because you know what? We woke up with another day with breath in our body. So that means that it is definitely another day for us to wake up and to realize the greatness that we have on the inside of us so we can go out and be great. So happy Tuesday to everyone jumping on the grind this morning. And for those of you that are on social media, just know that you can always dial in to the grind. This show takes place every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. And that call-in number is 646-668-2564. Again, that number is 646-668-2564. If you ever have anything that you want to share, anything that you want to say, definitely call into the grind. But great morning, great morning, great morning. You know, one of the things that I know as we get up each and every day is how we do anything is how we do everything. And the way that you start your morning, the things that you do in the morning definitely determines your day. And when you know that and you understand that and you wake up with that positive mindset, you wake up knowing that it's another day to go out and win, then you end up having a winning day. So as we're getting this call started this morning, and my BFF, none other than Mr. Nathan McCray, is coming to the scene. Great morning to you.
Great morning. Great morning. What's up, everybody, man? How y'all feeling out there? How y'all feeling? Waiting on y'all to answer. Waiting on y'all to answer. Anyway.
I don't know if they're going to answer.
They ain't going to answer. They ain't going to answer. But anyway, man, the Blog Talk Radio, everything is up, man. Let's get this thing popping. I like something, man. I want to play it a little bit in the background.
And, oh, that's good. We got some background music going on this
morning.
Yeah,
we'll play a little bit of something in the background. here. But
hello, hello. We see you all jumping on. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the grind this morning on this Tuesday, November 5th, 2019, a day that we will never, ever get back. So what are you going to do with it? That is the question. What's you playing?
I just want to play a little bit. Hopefully you guys can hear it. Then let me know, man. You know, guys, this is the realest show ever. We're definitely going to have some fun conversation today. We have been having you guys for an hour. And so, there are those moments.
Okay.
You have to start asking all of those questions.
Right.
And as you ask those questions, you have to deal with the truth of why, the how, the when, the where, and all of those questions that you're asking yourself, because we know that the truth hurts.
Right.
And people stay in situations sometimes because the truth hurts.
Right.
And they don't want to deal with it because the truth hurting is hard and they don't want to change. Because when you change, it requires something of you. And to be quite honest with you, so many people have been in situations for so long, and they've tried to adapt to that situation for so long, and they've burnt so much energy that now it's hard for them to get out of the pot.
Right.
It's hard for them to escape. But we're here to tell you there's a way to get out. There's a way to escape. And you have to be willing and ready to understand what the truth of you really is. See, because we look at a situation in most cases, guys, we look at a situation as it is. I'm going to draw something for you guys. We look at a situation in its totality, right? This is it. This is the situation we look at. And it's just, we look at everything around us and everything that's happening. But when we, in detail, in fact, we should be dealing with this situation.
The core.
The core, which is you. This is
the
you.
Core.
So if you're not willing to deal with the truth of you, then it's not even possible to deal with the truth of what's going on around you. That's why you stay in the pot. Now, I want you to think hard, ladies and gentlemen. Think hard about what your truth is right now, but also think about what situation or situations you're in right now that you feel stuck in, that you feel you can't get out of because of either a person, a place, a thing, a situation. Doesn't matter. It could be a person holding you hostage right now. It could be a situation at work, situation somewhere at church holding you hostage right now. And you don't want to face the truth of you in order to get out of it. And but what's the truth of you? The truth of you is that you lack the, let me say lack. Now, I'm not going to say lack because I want to say that word. You have the inability, you don't have the ability to change at that moment, because we can all get the ability, but your inability to change is what's keeping you in that situation. And we're afraid to change because change is unknown. So sometimes we don't know what's going to happen when we get out of a certain situation. And if we don't have all of the answers, then we just stay in that situation.
And that's good. But now that person has to find something within, because that ability to change is there. But for that frog situation, it's gotten so deep to where, you know, it exerted all of its strength and it can't jump out of the pot. But we're not frogs. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So but we do have adaptability.
Right. Absolutely. We do. We have an adaptability to where an adaptability can be a, I would have to say, a blessing and a curse, because you can adapt and fall into a comfort zone, and now you're in this comfort zone, never getting anywhere in life. But then it's also a good thing, because we do have that adaptability to be able to adapt to every situation, so that those situations don't take us under, so that we can find ourselves in a situation that core things are happening around us, but yet we don't allow those things that's happening around us to take us under, to cause us to you know, go under, and to allow ourselves to die in that situation mentally, again, not physically, but mentally, emotionally, because of the fact that you're able to, you know, be in the midst of it, but not allow it to affect you, you know, because you know your capabilities, you know what you have within you, in order to get yourself out of that situation. So adaptability can kind of work both ways. And too many times what ends up happening in life is we adapt to the comfort.
Mm-hmm.
We adapt to the mediocrity.
Why?
Because it's easy.
It's easy.
Right. It feels good. It feels good. And it's crazy because, you know, it feels good to be comfortable. But then, you know, typically in that comfort zone, when they say their comfort zone is your broke zone, that doesn't just mean financially. That means, like, for real, we're not doing the things that we are capable of doing. Like, we're not becoming the things that we are capable of becoming. So you find yourself in this comfort zone, you know, living a mediocre life, many times struggling. So how comfortable is that? Because there's a lot of struggle in the comfort zone, right?
Exactly.
How comfortable? We were in our comfort zone for a long time struggling. So how comfortable is it really? Okay.
So let's start right there. Let's start right there, because I want you to stay right there. When you said that was profound, what you just said, when you said, how comfortable is it really? Now, come on, when we talk about the comfort zone, why do we call it the comfort zone? It's really not comfortable. It's not comfortable to be, you know, not being able to pay your bills. It's not comfortable to be in a relationship that you don't want to be in. It's not comfortable to be living paycheck to paycheck. It's not comfortable to not be able to go and take a vacation when you want to take it, or just the small things. How about just not comfortable to be able to buy yourself a new shirt or something when you need to? That's not comfortable.
No.
The comfortable part is the inability to have to change. That's the comfortable part. When you don't have to change, that's the sweet spot, because change requires something of you.
Right.
So you don't, the change, the little sweet spot right there is where you kind of, where you're at, and you stay kind of tucked off in that little cut, because if I stay here, I don't have to do anything but deal with what I have. But if I move, that means I'm going to have to deal with some things, some habits that I have in order for me to move out of where I am. You want to, but you're just not willing to put the things in place to actually put the change in motion. And it hurts. The truth hurts, and change requires something of you. And it can hurt, right? It hurts. Even going to the, you go to the gym, or you take anything studying for a profession, mm-hmm. it hurts you mentally to become a doctor, to mm-hmm. become a psychologist, mm-hmm. become a neurosurgeon. It hurts you. There's many sleepless nights. You got to study. It takes you out of that comfort zone because now there's change. It hurts you to create the body that you want because I bet the back of your legs are hurting right now.
Absolutely,
aren't
they? From that leg.
That's change. You're saying that's change. When your muscles start to hurt, they ripped, and now they're trying to repair themselves, and that's pain, and people don't want to feel that pain
right.
because that's change. And it hurts. People say, I don't want to go to the gym because I'm going to get sore. You don't want change.
Right. But you think about it. It's pain. It's painful either way.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to choose your pain. What side of the fence do you want to be on for the pain? Do you want to be painful in that comfort zone that's not comfortable? Or do you want to go on over to the other side and endure the pain in order to change the situation and
mm-hmm.
to create some type of success and to now be able to jump out of that pot? While you can, basically. So it's we have to choose our pain.
We have to choose our pain.
We have to choose our pain.
But pain is, you know, pain, that nail we talk about all the time, how sharp does it have to be for you to move? But let's talk about, let's switch gears a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I heard you, Pam was listening to something this morning, and, man, it was good. She was listening, I think you were listening to T.D. Jakes, right? She was listening to T.D. Jakes. And man, shout out to TD, man. He's a very, very talented individual. I mean, God really, really pours into him. I'm not talking about what he does personally. I'm talking about the man that God speaks through, on videos. So when I was listening to what you were saying, he was saying that that talking about David and Goliath.
Right.
And he was talking about how you know, you listen in children's church to the story of David and Goliath, how when they tell you that David and Goliath, the fight of those two, Goliath came to kill David. But Goliath didn't really come to kill David. You remember what he was saying?
Right, absolutely.
Why did Goliath come?
He actually came to reveal to David who he was.
He came to reveal David.
Reveal
so
David.
So who was
right.
Goliath? Goliath was
right.
Goliath was that change that you need, that spark that you need
right.
to push you out of that comfort zone. And now you have to do something. See, because when God really, really wants to move you to action
mm-hmm.
is when he starts to allow the devil to have his way.
Absolutely.
With you. And it sparks a change
mm-hmm.
in you. Because now you start to go through different things and you're saying, well, you know, God, you said you would never leave me nor forsake me. And he hasn't, but you're not moving.
Mm-hmm.
You're sitting there in one place and you don't want to change. So you're wondering why you're going through everything that you're going through is because you're in that comfort zone. You're in that little spot. And God is trying to stick needles and dig you out of that comfort zone by sending situations your way that will make you leave that comfort zone.
Absolutely.
But you keep digging down in there. You're like a turtle, and you keep sticking your head back in the shell, hoping that they can't get in there to you.
Mm.
And God is keep sending things to hit you until you make a change.
Right. And, you know, and that's what Bishop Jakes talked about. We all have these Goliaths that come into our life. He sends us these Goliaths because these Goliaths are not sent to overtake us.
Mm-hmm.
It's to help us
to
reveal
you.
To reveal us.
Preach, girl.
So that now we understand, you know, who we are, because as we now fight off and kill off these Goliaths, it's going to reveal exactly the power that we have
right.
in order to do the things that we need to do. So that is why he was saying it wasn't about the little rock that he had and all of this and that. It was about now David understanding who he was because that Goliath was sent to him.
You know, in all practical purposes, Goliath should have destroyed David, bottom line.
Right.
No rock should kill a giant.
Right.
So God could have used anything. He could have tripped Goliath and could have
right.
fell and bumped his head and died. You know,
right.
he could have sneezed and,
right.
you know, the deadly sneeze killed Goliath. It was just anything. He just needed to reveal to David what was here.
The core.
Right there, the core. See, Pam talks about it all the time, right? Said you were created for greatness. And you have what you need on the inside. It's just a matter of flipping your behind inside out to see it. That's it. But the fear is what's keeping people stuck. Now, let me switch gears a little bit, Pam. Let me switch gears, because somebody needs this right there today. We ain't preaching, but I'm trying to get you guys to understand, you know, the fear that's holding you where you are right now, okay? Because when I was listening the other day in the gym, and I think it was PD also. You know, guys, we eat PD around here. That's what we do. So I was listening, I think, to TD too. He was talking about the sycamore tree for all of my biblically studied people around there. You know, the sycamore tree wasn't a big tall tree, right? It was a bushy tree. It didn't get tall. You know, when God says, you know, speak to your mountains and have them move, mountains are vertical and the mountains go up, and the heart of a mountain is above ground, right? The whole piece for the mountain piece, everything is above ground.
Right.
So when you climb the mountain, right, there's that feeling of something that you accomplish. There's a feeling of accomplishment there. And you get to the top, you scream, boom, 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 boom. Then you go down the mountain, and now you've got a sense of accomplishment. But what's next? You can tell the mountain to move, but let's talk about the sycamore tree, because we talk about this right here all the time. This core,
right.
This nucleus, this is where you move, live, and have your being. If you're not taking care of this, then nothing else matters. You can't adapt to what's going on around you because your core is weak.
That's
right? So let's talk about the sycamore tree now. I got to be honest with you. That's the first I've heard of the sycamore tree. Some of you Bible scholars, you may know about the sycamore tree. And the sycamore tree is a tree, like I said, it's not a tall tree. It's a bushy tree. But the sycamore tree has such deep roots. The sycamore tree doesn't grow vertically this way. The sycamore tree grows vertically down. You can cut, you can shave all of the, prune all of the branches off of the tree, and the leaves are going to come back, all right? You can cut the trunk off to the core and to just a stump flat as the ground, and the tree is going to grow back. Why? Because the roots are so deep and intricate, because it's been fed, it's sucked in all of the water, and it's not afraid to actually grow and grow again. And we talk about the foundation of things over and over again, how when you look at the foundation, it's not pretty. When you cut a tree down, you cut the beauty of it down.
Right.
And when you cut the beauty of the tree down, nobody pays the tree any more attention until the tree grows again.
Absolutely.
But what an intricate and strong and powerful root system does for you is it allows you the ability to be adaptable and to grow again and again and again. Because I'm going to tell you, no matter what you do in life, there's always going to be somebody or some situation that's going to come and look to step on you and tear you down. Just get used to that. If you get used to it, then you won't have to worry about it anymore. And then you get stronger and stronger, and you learn from each situation how you can be adaptable.
Right.
Every single time, because you have an awesome foundation, your
core is strong.
But some of you are soft in the middle. You're not feeding your core. So every little thing that somebody says to you pisses you off. Every little thing that somebody does to you, somebody talks about you on social media, you get mad and you immediately pick your phone up. You know, respond to this. You ain't going to talk to me that way. Do you know who I am? I am a child of the Most High God. You tell you about yourself. And that's what you do. You respond to every little whim. You're blowing left and right. Everybody's hitting you. And you just back and forth.
Right.
But you don't have a foundation. Your core is weak. You're soft in the middle. But you're trying to fight. And you don't have a foundation. It doesn't matter, guys. I put up this post. It said, you have angels. God has angels encamped all around you to fight your battles so that you don't have to.
Right.
But we keep trying to fight battles. You wasting time and energy trying to adapt the wrong way. Now you become a brawler. You fighting everybody on social media. You're not only fighting a comment. Now everybody is commenting on your comment, and it just gets to be this long dissertation of fighting and drama. And that next, you know, you fighting all of these fictional virtual people on Instagram, social media, Facebook. You fight all of these people when God told you clearly, stop, rest. I got that.
Right.
Don't worry about it. Let them say what
don't
they say about you. Because the devil doesn't try to destroy you unless he deems you a threat. You can't be a threat when you just all the time with your fist up all the time trying to respond to everything. Oh, let me see what little clever post I can put out today that speaks inadvertently to the person that I'm talking to, and maybe, just maybe, they'll get it. Now you just wasted energy, time, energy, and now you've wasted it, and now you can't be positive and go to where you want to go.
Right.
You're trying to fight every little battle.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And what you give your energy to growth, whether
absolutely
it's positivity or negativity. So, and when you understand that, then you'll do what's necessary in order to make sure that you're not wasting your time with trying to fight the battles that, again, the angels all around us already got taken care of. And just like you said, unless you're a threat, you know, or you don't really understand where you're going, then you'll start to try to fight these different battles. But when you get yourself to the point of knowing and understanding that it is for real all a part of your process, and that you got to mm-hmm. go through these different Goliaths that are going to come into your life, and it's just for you to, again, reveal what you got, what the power that you have in order to get yourself across that bridge. Don't ever go back across the other way so that you can continue to move forward. They are all stepping stones to get you to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
So you're absolutely, absolutely right. It's not the battles. The word says battles already won. So why are you getting up to try to fist fight, you know, to win the battle and to get involved into things that it's already taken care of? We don't even have to worry about it.
Yeah, don't allow your past to define your future or to determine your future.
Right.
And that's what a lot of people are doing.
We're
stopping along the way trying to put people in headlocks and bear hugs and trying to punch them in the stomach. We're stopping what we're doing.
Right.
Moving forward. And by the time you fought 10 people back here, you could have been way up here.
Right. If you just focus and pay attention.
You're stopping to fight small-minded people. How do you do that? See, if you keep moving up with the foundation that you have created, with the understanding that God has given you, now you keep moving up. Guess what? Eventually, you won't even hear those voices anymore.
Right.
It doesn't matter, because now
the
what you're doing is
totally
you don't hear. We always talk about eagles. I love giraffes. It's my favorite animal, you know, in terms of the ground dwellers. So it's the giraffe, the lion, and the eagle are my favorite three animals. Right. So the eagle, it goes without saying, the eagle flies so high, and it only comes down when it has a purpose. It only comes down to eat. Right. For two reasons: to either grab its young when it's teaching it to fly, and it comes down to eat, and it never eats dead stuff. Y'all eating dead stuff.
Mm.
Stop eating dead. Stop eating roadkill.
That's what pigeons do.
That's what pigeons do, right? That's what pigeons do.
Oh, my God.
You're eating a roadkill on social media. Something's dead already, and you eating it still. You walking around saying, I'm going to respond to this. I got something for you. And you're responding to it. So they don't. Evil doesn't come down to just eat roadkill. It comes down when it's hungry mm-hmm. to consume something living because it's fresh manna, right? So now the giraffe has a long neck, and the giraffe eats from the tops of the trees. The giraffes can't even hear what the turtles are saying. And newsflash, guys, just because you got a lot of money doesn't make you a giraffe or an eagle.
That's right.
It doesn't.
That's right.
It does not matter how much money you have. It matters how much mental faculty you have. It matters how much God is guiding you and leading you. And you never have to tell anybody that. People see it. You never have to manipulate anybody into that. People naturally see it, right? So the law of attraction is always in effect. And my last animal is the lion, right? I love the lion because the lion is the king of his domain.
Mm.
Nobody conquers the lion. He gets up when he wants to get up, eats when he wants to eat. He kills what he wants to kill. He goes where he wants to go. That's it. So those three animals, you, which of those are you? You have to ask yourself, I just can't walk around being fearful of what other people think of me. But we have to move in morality. We have to move ethically. We have to move with character, because there's always that little thing on your shoulder called your spirit that's guiding you and leading you, but typically we don't listen to it.
Discernment.
Discernment. And you have to use discernment for yourself. If I turn right here and I slap Pam in the face, I can convince myself that I did the right thing because she needed to be slapped, right? But the absolute truth of that is I just can't slap my wife in the face.
That's right.
But I can create my own truth and say I can slap Pam in the face at 9 o'clock every single morning and it works for me. And that's called deceiving yourself.
Absolutely.
And that little voice on your shoulder, like, you can't do that. And eventually thump that voice off and we just do what we want to do. So now we're running around. Instead of being a lion, now we're a hyena. And now we're trying to steal everybody's food. Now we're just laughing at everybody, running around in packs, trying to destroy
the
people.
Hyenas, just that little nonsense, that little noise that's always got something to say and just talk all, you know, and for real, they just nonsense, right? When you think about, because you got me now thinking about Lion King, right? Little hyenas. And them hyenas, they just prey around you all the time, waiting to see if you could get got, if you let your guard down.
They don't care who they
are. Let your guard down.
Yeah.
Right? So you gotta pay attention and don't worry about them hyenas. Just realize that you are the king of your
You're children. A lion.
Like, right.
If you're a lion, the hyenas will never attack you.
Right.
Unless you, when you by yourself, that's when they feel you're the weakest.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they try to attack.
Right.
But figure out what you are. And if you're a lion, don't worry about it. The only quality about a hyena that I love is the fact that they are never, ever full.
They're always hungry.
They'll eat every time you put food on the ground. They're like a puppy, right? you let a puppy eat, a puppy will eat until it kills itself because it doesn't know when to stop, right? But they're always hungry for more. And as an eagle, you're always hungry for more. Why? You wouldn't fly so high if you didn't want to see so far. If you're a lion, you wouldn't grow the muscles and the teeth and the paws you have if you didn't want to be the king of your own domain. If you're a giraffe, you don't have a long neck. You'd have a little short neck so you can eat from the bottom of the tree like a turtle. But you have a long neck. You want to eat from the tops of the trees because not a lot of things can get up there. So the good stuff is at the top, guys. But the foundation that's built is built underneath the bottom. And no matter how many people come at you and try and defame you or destroy you, they can step on you, they can say what they want to say, and it's always the small-minded people that will form an opinion of you, that will form that opinion of you based on what they know nothing about. Let that happen. It's okay.
Right.
Those people, those situations are not for you. I'm talking to somebody because some of y'all right now are having situations, issues on your job right now. You may have issues right now in your relationship, and you heard me talking about, you're talking about change, mm-hmm. and how fast do you change? You know, how fast can you adapt to the situation? Mm-hmm. Do you wait until it's gotten so bad to where now, you know, if you pull away from it, now you don't even know how you're going to survive. You should have pulled away 6 months ago so you don't do anything. But guess what? It just gets worse and worse. And worse.
You gotta get out of that pot.
Some of you on your job right now, you know, and as I said, we don't dog the job, right? Because I worked one for 30 some odd years, so I understand it was a necessary evil. Yeah, you gotta learn how to leverage the job because they leveraging the heck out of you,
right?
So learn how to leverage them. Some of you got businesses that you're supposed to be working, but you're not working because you're just saying I have a home-based business, but you're not willing to put the sacrifice in to actually build that business because it's like the mountaintop. If you look at the mountain, looks good, you climbed it, boom, I'm good. I got my home-based business. I'm good. But you don't have a rooting system like the sycamore tree. So every time somebody comes along with something else, you go do that. You just go from place to place because you have no system of roots. You have no foundation.
That's good.
You're lost because you haven't taken the time to apply yourself and do the things that you need to do.
To strengthen the core.
So you just keep running around and around in circles trying to find the best thing. And you keep this core, you keep hiding what's happening here by doing this. Well, I'll go over here and I'll go do that. And, you know, I'll listen to what other people are saying about stuff that I know is not true, but it sounds good. It sounds good. So I'm going to follow it.
Wow.
Get informed, man. Know what's going on in your life. Apply the fixes that you need to your life. Yeah, change is going to always hurt. I don't know if anybody ever told you that change is easy, because it's never easy. But if you want to stay the same, think about the difference. Either I stay where I am, and when I'm 80 years old, I'm laying there thinking about what I should have, could have, would have did. Or do you want to make the changes now? Now, let's talk about what the changes are. Your change could be different from other people's change, and probably is. But here's the thing. Everybody has the ability to buckle down and do the things that they need to do, right? Your inner core right here is telling you right now, stop looking for the limelight. Stop looking all the time for people to tell you, great job. Stop looking all the time for people to tell you, you know, you're an awesome person. You already know that you're awesome. Pam tells you that every day, 3-4 times a day. You were created for greatness. What's on the inside is awesome. You know that. But
right.
Your job, your task, is to get people to see what's on the inside and manifest it to the outside, right? How do you do that? You do that by getting down in those trenches and doing the things in the dark that you know you're supposed to do. Don't worry about, guys, any building that has a foundation, it's a nice building, it could be all glass.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a very beautiful building. Guess what? I bet you that foundation goes down. The taller the building, the deeper the foundation.
Right.
That's what you want to work on first. Stop worrying about what anybody else is doing, guys. Stop worrying about it. Honestly, you don't have to post on social media every 3 hours. You don't have to post every hour. You don't have to respond to every little thing. I'll tell you right now, I don't. Don't post something and think I'm going to get it on social media.
Right.
I'm busy doing other things to build my foundation.
Right.
To do what God told me to do. I may not be the person that's going to reach you. It may be somebody else. You may not be my assignment. I don't have the Jesus mentality. I know I can't save everybody. I wasn't called to save everybody. One person did that, and he got crucified doing it. But that was what he was called for. It was his purpose. It's not my job. My purpose is to come and affect
that's
the people
good.
That I was called to affect. It may not be all of you. I don't know. But I'm not going to let that bother me. Just because you don't like what I'm saying doesn't mean I stop. Somebody out there, I have an assignment to speak to them. You have an assignment to speak to them, but they'll never know what you're saying if you're not saying it.
That's good. That's real good. You just said a mouthful, like for real. And I mean, to really understand the what we need to do in order to, you know, move ourselves forward and to understand that we have to strengthen that core. When you talk about, okay, what do you need to do in order to strengthen that core? You know, I could just say for me personally, I had to, number one, I had to identify the weaknesses. You know,
mm-hmm.
I had to identify the weaknesses. I knew that I had strength.
I should write that down.
Yeah.
Identify my weaknesses.
Yeah, I had
identify
to identify
my challenges.
Yeah, I had to identify my weaknesses and my challenges, and I work on them and really take the time to work on them on a daily basis, because many times you can get caught up in life and everything that's going on around you. And those Goliaths come in and they can attack you, because you know that the Goliaths come to attack weak areas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, y'all
mm-hmm.
just realize, right? Right, we all know that. The Goliaths come into our life to attack the weak areas so that those weak areas can be strengthened.
Right.
Right, because they are areas that we've allowed to become weak,
mm-hmm.
but we have the power for those areas to be strong. So you identify. So once I began to identify the areas that I was weak in, then I began to work on those every single day.
Right,
but yes, to allow the strength that I have to help strengthen the weak areas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I knew that I had to deal with, you know, for instance, fear was one, because that held me back. I knew
mm-hmm.
that I had to deal with, still do, you know, time management. That's another thing. So a lot of the different things I knew that I had to deal with, especially in being in business. You know, and things start to, you know, just start to explode, which is what happened. God had that plan for us. You know, are you prepared to really be able to build a business and to keep God first, family, and then business? And you find yourself all in disarray, and it's not in that order. So you got to take a step back and say, hold on, because God, I made you a promise, And I need to make sure that I'm keeping it in just that order so that now he can bless us in order to take us to the next level. So I had to identify, okay, PM, you in disarray. Okay, you're allowing this to take too much of your focus. And you told me, God, that you were going to keep it, God first, family, and then business. And now you've switched and you got business overtaking everything. And that's not how I said that I'm going to bless you in order to take you to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so these are some things that I had to deal with. And I said, and I understand that, you know what, nobody's perfect, and I for sure ain't perfect. So let me slow down in order to get myself back in alignment with the ultimate assignment, because I'm not concerned about anybody else's assignment. I'm concerned with the one true God that I operate to every single day. And so therefore, I get in alignment with his assignment. And once I get in alignment with his assignment, now he's going to show me the things, those weak areas that I need to strengthen, so that those Goliaths, when they come in, I know that they are already conquered.
Right, right. And they have less to actually get.
Right.
They're like the hyenas. If you're not laying down dying, then they don't come.
Right.
When you're up and you're moving and you're fighting for what's yours and what God said is yours, then the hyenas won't show up. Right.
Right. You gotta get that thing right.
They're out getting somebody else that's laying down in the comfort zone.
Right.
So you said a mouthful, because I heard you talk about time management. We can do a whole show on time management,
right?
Really. So we talked about earlier, probably a few shows ago, we talked about this show becoming a 30-minute show. Clearly, you guys seen that we go past 30 minutes, right? We're an hour. Why did I stop fighting that? I stopped fighting it because maybe God spoke clearly to me. It's like, well, maybe somebody comes in at 40 minutes, and maybe they need to hear what it is that you know you guys are saying. So I had to digress and just had to leave it the way it is. So whenever people jump on this show and they jump off, cool, no problem. But here's the reality: we can talk about time management all day. We can talk about God, family, and then money, because we look at things like, we always talk about, you can't plant your seed and eat your harvest at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that, because if you're doing that, that means you're eating the seed that you're expecting to grow.
Grow, right?
Right. So we can take that in so many different directions.
Right.
But Pam touched on something that's near and dear to my heart, because I'm all about balance and I'm all about time management. And yeah, it has something to do with the military. The military taught me a lot, but I've always been pretty good with time. But here's the thing. Time management and balance, and specifically as it relates to your family and you, ask yourself in life, period, what is your why? Why do you wake up every day? We know God gives us a purpose, but why do you wake up every day and do what you do? And let's relate it to business right quick. And let's say your why is, a lot of people will say, my why is my family. Right.
Mm-hmm.
My why is my family.
Right.
I want my family to actually, I want to be able to do this, 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 and this with my family. I want us to be good, yada, yada, yada. We say all of these things. But when we say that, do we really mean it? Or does it just sound good? Right. As we say, it sounds good to say it, but it's sexier to do it.
Absolutely.
Right. So we always say all money's not good money. Right. Sometimes you can do the missed time management. And when you do the time management piece and you're not using your time wisely, because we're all given the same amount of time every single day, and you are the author of your own time. You, nobody else is messing up your time but you, because you have to agree to whatever you do, right? So when we make our family our why, right? And now you finally start to get the means to do this and to do that, and or let's just say before you get the means, right?
Right?
Right? Even before you get it, you say, I gotta have balance, but you lose that balance altogether, because now you're taking time away from your family and you're building business, and you tell your family, there's one thing for a short-term sacrifice for a long-term gain.
Right.
That's good. Okay. But that short-term sacrifice cannot turn into a long-term sacrifice, because at that point is when you start eating the seed that you planted.
That's good. And you know, too, And I wanna mm-hmm. Add on to that, because what can happen is you start to drive so hard and go so hard, saying that, you know, your family is your why,
right.
And it's a short term sacrifice for a long term gain. And just like you said, it ends up turning into a long term sacrifice. And, you know, they say in success, there is no balance. There's no balance. But I'm going to tell you what can happen is if you don't find some type of balance, then you're going to find yourself losing the very why, that on the reason why you said yes to the very things that you want. And I can tell you that it does not feel good, you know, in the midst of success. I was a stay-at-home mom. My kids, I did everything with my kids. I don't want to get emotional on this show today. But it does not feel good. It does not feel good to have your kids, for real, come to you and to say things like, mommy doesn't have time for me.
Mm.
And you realize, I'm not trying to get emotional on it, so
yeah, okay.
You realize that, you know what, they only young once. Mm. And you look up, and they're growing up. And the very time that God has given you with them, because your drive was so hard,
right.
And you wanted to save the world, you look up and they're grown. And I can tell you one of the things is that's so important in building business is you have to take the time to take a step back and to realign yourself and to make sure that in the midst of it, if you got to give that short-term sacrifice, right, because we all have to give that short-term sacrifice,
mm-hmm.
that you give attention to that area for a season.
Right.
And then you turn around and you have to give attention to that other area for a season, because otherwise you'll look up and you're very wide. They don't really understand it, okay? And you fought so hard to create so much success, and they grow up remembering and saying, mommy wasn't there for me. And that's not the reason why God blesses us. And so you have to realize, excuse me, that you have to learn how to shift and to keep that balance so that you are working and driving towards your why and making sure that you're going for the things, but yet also God first, family, and business in order to keep that thing in balance.
Yeah.
You got to have some type of balance.
You do. I would say that it's hard, but I'm not going to even say that. It's not hard. Right. After you make that sacrifice, the reason you are successful at a short term sacrifice is because you did what you were supposed to do in that short term. Now it turns into a long term and you're eating the seed that you planted for your kids. You're essentially food is just a physical sustenance for them. Kids would not eat to go and spend time with their parents. They'll sacrifice food for that. If they can get you for an hour, 2 hours a day, I'm talking about unbothered, to where you're not worried about anybody else, then guys, a kid is a whole nother person when they get you. But instead, you know, we say, well, I got to do this. This is why I say not all money is good money, because the more unbalanced you are, the more of a sacrifice that you make, and now you mess up the foundation that you were creating, and now you have no foundation, and now your family is in disarray, and you got people that are telling you, you know, well, don't you know, you got to go hard, and you know, there is no balance, and there you got to you know, if they want to eat, then they're gonna have to not do this, and I gotta let me do that. But look at those people. Most of those people that are saying that nonsense are either don't have nobody or miserable with the people that they have. When you go inside of the house, you see it, right? So you have to understand something, guys. It's not about the money. It really isn't. The money is great, but at the end of the day, if you're sacrificing your family or your why for the money, then you are eating your seed. And nothing else can grow. And Pam said something like super profound. Your kids notice everything. And if you're not spending time with them, they're going to be like, well, you know, mom's going to be on the phone. Daddy's not going to be here again. You know, they're never here. When your kids say stuff like that,
pay attention.
Man, you have to pay attention, because now that means they're going to seek what you're
right.
not giving them on the outside.
Right.
Instead of the inside.
Instead of the inside. And it's the foundation that we're creating, because I can think back And I know you can too.
Right.
And growing up. And I can remember the things that I carried forward into my marriage and into taking care of my kids. And because my mom and my dad were the examples for me. So I can remember the Sunday dinners. I can remember the prayer times when we gathered together and we prayed. I can remember the times that my mom loved to cook and she would cook. I can remember the vacations that we went on because my mom actually paid me attention and I was, and if she wasn't on, well, back then we didn't have cell phones, but she wasn't doing business all the time. I can remember all of this stuff. And these are the good memories. And so you have to realize that it's all about that foundation that we create, because this foundation is going to carry forward into their lives.
Mm-hmm.
For
and
real.
You remember those times.
It's the core that we're creating for them, for mm-hmm. real. And it's the foundation that they're going to build upon. Mm-hmm. So
we remember, you remember the bad things and the really good things.
Right.
You remember you used to get them whoopings. You remember that. You remember them whoopings.
Right.
Right. But you also remember the times that you did things as a family.
Right.
Together, and everything else was blocked out. So
mm-hmm.
we do live in a different era. We live in a different age now,
right?
To where everything is, you know, visible. People want to show their life to people, so they post, you know, every little instance of their life on social media. And I'm not dogging social media, but what I am saying is that when posting every little instance of your life, on social media becomes you taken away from the actual moment. What are you doing?
Right.
You're not in the moment. You're not keeping the main thing. The main thing is one thing to take a photo, but it's another thing to take a photo. And then now you're for the next 30 minutes, you're trying to post all about the photo. You're just giving the time away to other people that you promised to your family.
Right.
And let's draw a quick timeline.
Yeah,
we may talk about this in detail. We may talk about this in detail.
Nate has helped me with that.
More. I get the bad rap. But you
no,
know,
but you, I mean, for real.
No,
I mean,
no, no.
The things that
no,
I,
no. You, no, I know
I
what you're saying is true. But
for
here's
real.
The thing.
Yeah.
For me, as you know, as me and Pam are partners in this family, and you know, I'm the fall guy. So of course, I'm gonna get more people that think I'm like the mean one, the bad rap, yada yada yada. But at the end of the day, I'm not here to satisfy anybody else outside of my family. And if you don't like what I say or I do with my family that's moving us to where we need to be, I really don't care. And I'm focused on what we're doing. So I'll take that rap because that's who I was created to be. Right? So let's talk about...
We need to get ready.
Let's talk, and we're going to end this real quick. Let's talk about this. This is your timeline. We'll continue. We'll do a whole show on time management on Thursday, right? This is your timeline, right? You control this timeline. Yeah, I know my handwriting is awesome. You control this timeline. And guys, this is elementary stuff, but it may not be elementary to everybody. We may have gotten away from it, right? You have to plan your day, right? If you have time slots in your day that you know you want to do things in, these are your time slots, okay? You have to choose in these time slots where you're going to do what throughout the hours of the day. In between these time slots are your gray areas, okay? These are all the gray areas that you have in between these time slots. Anything that you do in these time slots between, that's cool. Whatever you want to take on, but you have to make sure that these things that you said you were going to get done, you get done. Now, we've also got things like you've got kids, because your kids come home a certain time of day. You got PD. You got biz, and then you've got kids, and then you've got spouse, and then you've got prep. So you got
time.
Yeah. So you got this is a part of your PD. You've got PD business
job.
Because if you're building a business or you're at a job, that's where that time is going to be taken up at. Okay. But then you come over here and you've got kids again because they get out of school and you got to slot time for them. Okay. And after that, then you've got your what is that?
Spouse.
You got your spouse there. You got to give some time to your spouse, guys. All right. Ladies, gentlemen, just because your spouse isn't saying anything doesn't mean that they're not affected.
Right.
Okay. Ladies, give your husband time. If you love him, give him time. Stop expecting him or her, men, stop expecting your spouse to understand that you're never going to give them no time.
Right.
The more you have to understand, then the more they require you to understand. Don't be the person. Pam will tell you right now. I'll tell you right now. I don't understand it. When you tell me you got to understand, no, I don't got to understand. All I know is that we need some balance. And if we don't get any balance, these wheels going to start wobbling. And when the wheels start wobbling, crazy things happen.
Right.
Right. And then your prep. Your prep is for, your prep is at the end of the day for your next day.
Right.
Right. So now you're prepping. And now you can turn around and do it all over again, guys. But here's these gray slots. The little gray slots in between these timelines right here, you have to make sure that you're controlling those slots too. You can't let somebody call you on the phone and eat up into this slot.
Right.
Because now you've just given some time away. You got, we always say we got 24 hours in a day.
One of the areas I work on, that gray time.
That gray time. You know, and it's nobody's fault but you because you control your time.
Good.
If you think about it, it's not 24 hours in a day. You got a total. You do. But what's the productive time that you have? I think we got that fallacy. You got 24 hours. No, your productive time is from 6 in the morning, right, until about 9, 10 at night. That's it.
I only got 2 minutes left.
So guys, we'll get further into this on the next show. But, man, y'all got to get this. And it's plain. It's simple. Don't complicate it. All right? So close this out, Pam.
Hey, all I got to say is, for real, it's definitely us understanding that we just got to move forward. I don't have anything else to say. There was a lot of nuggets dropped on this call today. We talked about time management, balance, the lives that come into our life, just helping us to reveal who we are. But, you know, at the end of the day,
Not down.
All right.